Hey, Doghouse with another podcast for you.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Sweet!
I'm JV.
Hello, it's Elvis.
And this is producer Natasha Yee.
Should probably get my keys off of my neck.
How many keys you got on that thing?
Four. I think three of them are no good.
Yeah. Why is that?
Because they keep changing the locks, yes, and I don't know which one's which. So
I have got key rings at home with with keys. I don't even know what they are. You just throw them out, right? You just toss them.
You should.
Yeah. I mean, I've got ones that
look. Oh, my God. I think, how long? It was a long time ago. I think I had maybe seven keys, and I was like, I don't know what these are. And Natasha goes, yeah, probably to some slut's house.
Some like, whore's back
I don't
door.
Have keys to some slut's house.
No, they would come to his house. Mm. You know this.
So, again, I'm JV, and I do a show for Wild 94.9.
Right.
And there's things that you can't talk about on regular radio.
I know, you're right.
And we can talk about it now really quick. So yesterday we were giving away Katy Perry tickets.
Nice.
So I tweeted out, I'm like, hey, we've got Katy Perry every hour. Make sure you're here. And this girl.
Did you say it like that?
On Twitter,
make sure
yeah.
you're here.
Make sure you're here. Got to give away those tickets. And Leonessa then wrote back, a Twitter follower, and
okay.
said, I hate Katy Perry.
Ooh.
So I tweeted her back and I said, why? And she said, and here's the tweet right here, her music sucks ass.
Hmm.
So I wrote her back. I go, I did that one night.
Just one night?
I can only do this on Twitter.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to just one
okay,
night.
Okay, all right.
And she goes, she goes, you eat groceries? Good for you. Not a lot of men do. # doo-doo club. And I go, I did it once. That hardly constitutes the doo-doo club.
Yeah, but you're in the club. You do it once. You've initiated.
She goes, all men say they only did it once. Mm-hmm. I go, maybe twice, but still, I'm not in the doo-doo club.
Yeah, I was in the doo-doo club a long time ago. Many years. It was a long time.
And you've
been
it?
On, well, Elvis has been on the receiving and the giving.
Mostly the giving. Men, women.
Do you want to see my face when I did it to, can I say who I did it to, Natasha?
Please, go ahead. I
did it to someone in the room when we were really fucked up.
And it was me.
Here's my face. You ready?
Yeah. He's got his finger pinch in his nose.
I loved it.
And the tongue is like just out a little bit.
Oh, whatever.
No, I loved it. I was eating. I was just eating.
It was like your tongue was on a 9-volt battery.
The very first
the
time it touches,
yeah,
it's like sharp.
Yeah.
But you're like, but this is great.
Yeah.
And you just, you can just see him squirm.
Yeah, that's it.
They're like, no, do it.
Yeah,
they're acting
stop.
Like, no, don't do this. Keep doing it.
This isn't the first time this week.
And I came up and I opened my eyes and I said, doo-doo club.
Well, I'm the treasurer. That's cool.
You know what else is interesting about Wild 94.9, the morning show I'm doing there on Wild 94.9, is almost every single day, any topic that comes up, it all leads back to the doghouse. Because,
wow.
You know, our old guy that we had in there, we called him Rubber Chicken.
Right, Graham.
Graham
Hebert. Hubert. Yeah.
Yeah, so his name is Graham, and he's now helping, you know, he's producing, and, you know, he's on the show as well.
He's great.
So, yeah, he's absolutely amazing. The topic came up 2 days ago about piercings and earrings, and I was like, hey, Selena, tell me about your favorite infection, you know, from your earrings. And I throw it over to Graham. I go, you ever got any piercings? And he goes, dude, I had so many piercings. And I go, what? Do you remember this?
No.
You're going to remember as soon as I start to tell you. And this happens daily on the show. He goes, I had so many earrings from you guys. I go, or piercings. I go, what? He goes, yeah, do you remember? We had a competition. This wasn't even a consequence.
Oh, no. God.
Whoever could get the most piercings before quitting won.
Oh,
and he goes, and we had a tattoo person up here, and he had several needles at several different gauge sizes.
Oh,
and
I do remember the gauges,
yes. And he goes, you were poking them through and putting a cork in the back.
I remember that.
Yes.
Yes, I
one after another.
This.
He goes, and my entire ear was
like,
done.
Just poked you.
And then someone else
pokes.
Quit. So then that person had to do some serious hardcore consequence because he quit.
We were nuts. You couldn't do that today, right?
No.
You can't do that.
So.
It's like, you're mutilating somebody. You can't do that anymore.
But it's like every single day. I forget about
all
of that stuff.
But, dude, do you remember one time back in the day, didn't somebody get the Prince Albert on our show? A listener came in and had the Prince Albert.
What?
Which, tell her. It's through the...
You tell her.
It's It's of the wiener, the Vinsky, and they take a big, heavy gauge needle, and they go through the urethra Franklin, right into the hole.
Wait, what?
They go into
Why would any guy do this?
I don't know. They go right into the pee hole, and it goes up and around, and it locks. And so you've got a dingle dangle on the end of your jingle jangle.
What girl would want this from a guy? Would you want me
no
to have that?
No way.
Like, what girl wants? I guess it's supposed to add pleasure.
Well, the other one is where they go right through the shaft.
Sideways
through the shaft.
Why are you doing that?
It's self-mutilation. It's not attractive. Some people just can't
Maybe
get enough
a
of
guy
it.
With no girth has to do that. It's like having a bone through the...
I'm in the pencil dick club.
All right. Congratulations, Elvis.
Pencil dick club.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I've got a really skinny one. It's long, but it's skinny.
I didn't know we're describing these things now.
What the hell? It's like
it's really
number
long
two.
But skinny?
It's long, but skinny.
It's like a pencil?
It's like...
What the hell?
A girl will see it and go, that's big. Oh, what the... It's long, but...
That's long.
It's like a straw.
But I can't feel it. And it's got the red and yellow stripe down it.
It's in Ronald McDonald's sucking on the end of it.
Speaking of red and yellow stripes... No, we're not going there.
No.
We are not going to the underwear.
That's right. Right
Please.
Now, we'll be back to it.
Now, before we get any further, I would like to go to doghouseempire.com and shout out the people that left comments. Did people leave comments?
Oh, yeah.
They did?
Yes.
Nice.
Thank you. Oh, also, we did the Facebook post with Hammer and Hank on my own personal Facebook account.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I shared that sucker.
And there was like close to 100 comments.
Wow.
And I'm never on Facebook, so that's a lot for
it
mine.
Yeah,
and there was like over 50-some shares,
Beautiful.
Which is cool.
Uh-huh.
And getting up close to like 20,000 views.
Sweet.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Do you guys, are you starting to feel... Elvis, like when you and I were starting out, you felt like a swell.
A ground swell.
Yes.
I am feeling that now.
I feel that too.
When you said that, I knew where you were going. I got goosebumps. Something's going down.
And let me tell you something.
Something's big's happening.
And let me tell you something. The more you support us, like this makes us really happy that you guys are leaving the comments, are sharing, are really supporting us. I promise you, the more you give, the more you get.
Mm. Yes.
We have some other things that we want to do. Well, you know
what?
Let's just start rolling it out.
Okay.
Shall we? Do you want to?
Please,
let's start. Let's just roll it out.
Let's roll.
Like, how many comments? So we had...
Five
the first week. And then
week
14.
Week 14 was week two.
We have 33.
What? 33
So what we're
comments.
Doing here... No. If we were in business, this is doubling our production every week.
That's all. If someone comes to us, if a big advertiser comes to us and says, how many people are listening, things like that, we go, dude,
We're doubling every week. You don't give a number. You just say, dude, don't worry about it. Every week we're doubling what we're doing.
Yeah.
Love it.
So let's go about five shout outs at a time. We'll just pause once in a while and say a few names.
Ron Sweddle.
Well, first of all, give me a little enthusiasm.
Yeah,
Ron Sweddleson.
Ron Sweddleson.
Raphael.
Raphael Moncada.
Yep.
All right. Joaquin.
Castillo.
Oh, love you. Joaquin's
yes,
the
love
best.
You. Sean K.O. Willie.
Sean Kowalu?
Yeah.
Kowalkala.
I don't know if I'm saying it wrong. Sorry if I messed it up.
Just put Smith.
Gosh, these
just
names
go Smith.
Are difficult. Kiku? Cervantes.
Right. Cervantes,
okay,
thank you.
Ruben.
Ruben! Thank you.
Moses.
Good sandwich.
Moses!
Alexandra.
What Moses
Nick.
Is that? Which one?
Moses Gonzalez.
He's also awesome.
Yes.
And his girlfriend's really cool, too. I like them both.
Alexandria.
You ate both of their butts, right?
I did, yes.
Doodoo Club.
Doodoo Club on Moses was a chore.
No, you guys did a three-way Doodoo Club. That's what it mostly sounded like.
It's just, Moses.
Moses.
Park the brown sea down here, Moses.
Moses was parting your buns.
Just.
A lot of people don't know the original Bible story
right,
of Moses
so, yeah.
who parted the buns.
Right. And those things came out, and the Israelites were saved, and all was good.
We can't go a podcast without...
Without shit.
And so what?
But at least we didn't go to the red and yellow.
No.
Right now, we're just the brown.
Yes.
We're just the brown.
We're just sticking with the backside. What else you got?
Helen,
Diana, Tony,
Allie, Josh.
You're not giving last names. People are not going to know that's them.
Helen, everyone has very difficult names.
Mm.
Helen Gonsalves.
Gonsalves?
Oh, my God. We got to call my mother.
Oh, yes. Call her.
We
call
need to call
her.
My mom. Let me text her really quick and...
Make sure she's available.
Or I'll do this. I'll call. Watch how I'm going to do this. You want to watch how I'm going to do
watching.
This? I'm going to call her on my. I'm announcing this, and I'm telling you.
Okay.
What I'm going to do now with my cell phone, I'm going to call my mother.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell her that she will be receiving a call from this telephone over here.
Got it.
And then we will bring her through the board so it all sounds good.
I like it.
Ooh. I almost said call, and I said the name.
Oh, can't do that.
I was going to say the name.
Right, right.
But people used to call my parents' house.
Oh, well.
When I say their names, that people just start calling them out at their house.
Well, for years, you kept dicking me, and my ex-wife hated it. You'd give out my fucking number on the air. Yeah, and it was relentless. We had to change our number like 3 times.
Oh, your wife used to get so upset with me. We had some good times, though.
We did.
No, she and I, not you.
Oh, my God. I was in the
You weren't that fun.
I was in the doo-doo
Her
club.
Her and I, we had a great time.
Is it weird I was never
Did
in the doo-doo
Kate
club?
Did Kate ever let you eat her ass? She didn't?
Mm-mm.
She wasn't down with that?
No.
Did you try it on her?
Not so much.
You didn't?
Nah.
You were too afraid, huh?
Yeah, I didn't want to get
She's too classy.
She was.
I'm not saying you're not, Natasha.
But no, but if a woman lets you eat go to the doo-doo club, that's a semi-
Well, what
unclassy
if,
thing
I mean,
to do.
It's not like I requested it. It just happened.
You could have stopped
it. Yeah, it just happened.
You could have said, it didn't just happen.
What I'm doing
is calling your mother on your cell phone.
Hey, Mom.
How are you?
Good. I'm going to be calling you from a different number because...
415 number.
We need to talk to you.
Okay.
I'll call you right now. Now, Elvis is going over to the phone, seeing my mother's number right there, and dialing. My dad.
Crap!
You suck. Boo!
Boo!
Boo! Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hey, Mom.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, Kay.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
So, this is for the Doghouse podcast, and I wanted to bring you on because it was Mother's Day, and we have such a lovely time, all of us that get together.
It's
like, you
time,
know
right?
when we go to
oh,
the house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you know that Natasha, like, she can't eat anywhere else without now kind of judging the food every time? It could be any restaurant. She's like, this ain't your mom's cooking.
Oh, yeah. No, no. Kay, you do it. You do quite a good spread.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What? You watch it.
Wait, you know what I meant? She always puts it down.
But, so, Mom.
Yes.
You listen as I tell this story to Elvis, and I want you to comment, okay?
Okay.
So, Elvis.
Yeah.
I love my mom so much.
I know.
She's so amazing.
She really is.
Incredible. So,
I love her too.
And
she's
Natasha loves her. This is like Natasha's mom that she always wanted.
Right.
So Natasha and I were like, let's not just, you know, treat Mother's Day like it's another day. Let's really spend the time to shop and get her a nice something nice that that we just feel like is
sure your appreciation and your love for her and
so and we checked and we're like that's not right and then finally we got the necklace.
Oh, I thought we were gonna get her a chainsaw.
No.
Oh,
not a chainsaw. No.
So we got her this necklace that's just it's so beautiful. We'll have to put it up on, you know, like the site. Maybe I can ask my mom to take.
So what makes it so good?
So well, I can't really describe it, but it's silver and it's just beautiful.
Got it.
And what I wanted to tell Elvis was she doesn't like it.
She doesn't. You could tell right away.
You could tell by somebody's face, too, right away, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, that's nice. Oh, that's nice.
Mom, you're saying?
I do like it.
Okay.
Are you sure? So I got it. I have to tell.
I asked you like 5 times, I think, if you really liked it. And I don't know.
And Natasha and I got in the car. We're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Because, no, that's not true. You read something in my whatever lack of response that wasn't there.
Okay, Mom.
She was so touched.
I want you to stay on the line here still. I'm going to tell Elvis another story.
Okay.
Boy, okay.
Natasha and I went to Hawaii once.
Yep.
Sure.
And while we were out there, I was telling her about my, you know, just my love for my parents. She was like, you got to make sure that we get them an awesome gift. And I was so cool. Yeah. So we looked and we looked.
Sure.
We looked.
You had to get the perfect gift.
We needed to get something, that also symbolized mom and dad.
Oh, that's so thoughtful.
And we found these two fish that we're kissing.
And they're so cute.
They're so cute. We're like, oh, my God.
And they were custom made by this.
And it's Hawaii. It's the fish.
It just reminds me.
They're not just fishes either. The artist was this famous artist.
Famous artist.
Like Lassen or one of those guys out there.
Like, to get one of these, it's going to be hard to get it. So we go home. We give it to them.
Did you get it from, like, a gallery? One of those
beautiful
galleries?
Yes.
And then my mom, she gave the exact same response as the necklace. And then we come back to the home. We were like, cool, we did a great job. We come back to the home. I still, to this day, have never seen the fishes. And I find out from someone else in the family that mom hates it.
Yes.
You know what? I think with art, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder.
And necklaces.
And necklaces.
And clothes.
You think about it. Your mom is a tough buy.
No,
know?
She's not. I didn't think.
Chainsaw would have been so much better.
Okay, Mom.
Yes.
I feel like you gave us the response that you gave with the... By the way, she does have reason to hate the fish. They had, like, big old lips with lipstick on it.
So it was a cartoon?
It's not about what it looked
like. It was
Charlie
Tuna?
It's not about what it looked like. Hey. It's about the energy of the fishes. No. What the energy...
Okay, but they weren't there. They were at home.
All right, let Mom talk. What now, right. Mom? What?
I thought maybe you saw... that Dad and I looked like that.
No,
we're just doing like kissy face, you know, fishes. No, we're not going, hey.
Yeah, so, okay, can I ask you, Elvis, where is the picture? Where is the...
It's not a picture there.
Where is the...
It's like a sculpture.
Where's the sculpture right now?
Right now?
Yeah, where is it?
Where are the fish? There's two of them.
Pawn shop?
They're actually upstairs in the bookcase in the far corner of the house.
Yeah, far corner. Behind the books.
You have to press the button on the bookcase and it turns and reverses.
You didn't tell me it was one of those nice bronze sculptures.
You know what?
I love those.
You know what? They need to have that. Parents of their kids who are grown need to have a button on a bookshelf that completely turns around and all the crap
all
they
the
bought them.
The garbage,
turns around. And then when the kids leave, they can turn it back around.
It comes over Christmas. It's out the whole time.
Yeah.
It's open the whole fucking time. Okay.
So, you know what? Honestly, I felt like after we gave it to you, I don't know if you do, but I maybe you have a necklace that's similar. Maybe that's...
No,
you don't.
No, I wouldn't buy something that ugly.
You really think I'd have two of these?
I quit drinking years ago. I wouldn't buy something like this.
You know what? We can exchange it. We can exchange it for you.
Don't worry about it. She's already sold
it,
Natasha. She's already got it back.
No.
She's already.
No, but seriously, if you like something else, I would rather you have something that you really love.
No, that's from the heart. You don't do that. No, she would never do that.
If she'll never wear it, then it's a waste.
That's besides the point. She would, but she's got enough class in the fact that she would never let you return it or take it back for anything. It'll sit behind the two kissing fish in the back of the bookcase till all fucking eternity. That's where it's going to be. Tell you what, Chainsaw would have done it, man. I'm telling you.
All right, well, so, Mom, I was like, well, let me just bring her on and ask. You know, anytime I bring you on, it's not to give you a hard time. Those were the old doghouse days.
Yeah, right. Hey, Kay, I wanted to know if you knew about this. JV and Natasha, they've joined a club.
Oh, no.
No, they did. They joined a club, yeah.
No, you're not telling Mom about the club.
Kay, they joined the doo-doo club.
No.
All right. In the world is the doo-doo club.
Well, think back when Ray...
Well, no. It means everybody goes number two. That's all it means.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It means your son.
No.
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 All right, Mom.
Like,
we'll talk to you later.
Right on the chocolate starfish.
Love you.
Love you.
Yeah, octopus beak. Yes.
The octopus beak. Everyone has to look up the octopus beak.
Octopus beak. Love you, Kay.
She's gone.
Oh, bye.
Speaking of Mother's Day, we're over there, and my dad pulls out another zinger. Sorry. Dad pulls out another zinger. My entire life, he's always had these quick little weird, funny lines, and he would never use the same ones.
Nice.
And I'm like, where are all of these coming from?
Right.
My father's up there in age right now, and still, you know, we're all Natasha and I didn't want to be late. We were like the first ones there.
Right, right.
And then I think Jacob comes in, and then Cheryl, my sister, comes in, and one of them asks, like, so is everybody coming? And my dad goes, no, I think they're just breathing hard. Wow. And I have never heard that before, he's been doing this my entire life.
Isn't that crazy?
That's some good stuff.
Where's he pulling that from?
Where are you pulling that from, Ray?
Come on.
So do you guys want to go back to, we can either give some more shouts out to people that left comments at doghouseempire.com, or we can go back to a little more shit. I have something similar to shit.
I'm down with the shit.
Let's
That's me.
Say what's up to some people.
Are you sure?
Okay, yeah.
Because I took a shower. This is not all the way shit, but I took a shower.
Okay.
And it's funny because we were for Mother's Day at the house. Mm-hmm. Josh goes, "Have you seen this meme?" And I said, "What is it?" He goes, "It shows how guys shower." And the only spots they shower were just rubbing, like they wash their hair.
Yeah.
Their pits. Their groin.
Yeah.
And they're pretty, they're good. As long as the groin, pits, and hair are done, they get out.
Right.
And I started laughing because, and by the way, I do more than that, but like I don't, below my knees, I don't get down to the feet.
Oh,
I don't scrub the legs. I don't scrub my back.
Oh.
I can't remember the last time I washed my back.
Oh, Natasha, he's got a dirty back. You let that lay in your bed?
I just let really hot water on it.
And you know what? Water's good enough, to be quite honest.
One time, I get so distracted in the shower. Like, in the shower is where I come up with ideas and, you know, like, I do a lot of dreaming in there or figuring just things out. So
sure.
A lot of times, I'm not so sure, you know, like, did I shower everything? Did I shower at all?
Well, I do that all the time. I'll get in there, and I'll go, I'm done, but did I wash my face?
How do you have time to concentrate on something? There's so much that you have to do in the shower.
Well, not for me. I'm only in there to just think about.
Yeah. Oh, I'm in there to hair, face, soap the body. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm 5 minutes.
So I get out and I take the towel and I like rub the chest and I rub under the arms and I just decided the next thing to dry was up in the ass.
The crack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't ask me why I've never done this before. I pulled it out and I went.
So you went, guess I missed that spot.
And because I've been married so long and my wife loves me, I go, can you get rid of that towel? I'm gonna do that again.
Did you jump back in the shower?
Yeah.
Yeah, good man.
Of course.
Yeah.
And then I put a whole bar of soap up the canal.
That's it. You have to.
Let
it dissolve.
Too.
Yeah. Oh, why? Are you using it?
On your face? Yeah, that's weird sharing a shower with somebody, you know, because you don't. They touching my stuff? Am I touching their stuff?
Oh, I know. I'm with a super clean person.
Yeah, I know.
Thank God I don't have to live with me.
Oh, I know.
You know? Could you imagine that?
Oh, I'm living.
Can you imagine anyone in this world that had to live with me?
I'm living. I've said it before. I'm living with this animal.
Yeah.
And he has, like, one old bottle of, like, Old Spice body wash that's empty. And there's, like, some shampoo. He's using all my shit.
Yeah.
He uses my stuff. And that's
By the way, you have to move soon.
Yes. July 15th. I can extend it to August 1st. Yes.
So August 1st, you got to go. Why don't you see if someone that listens to the podcast has a spot?
And move in with them?
Yeah.
No! I'm done living with people.
So you're going to live alone?
Yeah.
I mean, do you know what the rent is like in San Francisco?
I don't care.
I don't care.
Listen, I found a couple of spots.
Oh,
I'm paying. What I'm paying now, I'm a couple of $100 more to get my own fucking spot.
Oh, okay.
And it's in the Tenderloin, but I'm going.
It's not.
Yes, and don't listen.
Is it?
That's the new hotspot. You don't know what you're talking about.
So you're going to the Tenderloin.
But it's a nice area of it. It's called the Tenderloin.
But
there's some.
You're going to get robbed.
No, it's not that bad.
You're going to step on a needle. Are you still walking around in bare feet?
Of course I am.
You know you're going to get a needle.
The Tenderloin
Have you ever driven by there and you're watching people shoot the drugs?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I've seen them into their infected skin.
Yes. Have you seen the guy with the gash on his leg? It's wide open.
Yes.
The sore?
I saw a guy.
And he's picking at it or shooting drugs into
it? Shoot drugs right into their sore. Yeah. You know what? He might be my roommate.
Speaking of roommates, do you think you're too good for Goldie Hawn? Would you date her?
No.
You think you're too good for that?
You don't think you're...
She's beautiful.
Have you seen her?
She's 70.
She is beautiful.
I didn't know that she was
71.
She looks your age.
Beautiful, but she's had some work done recently.
But well, how does a woman at 71 look like that?
I haven't seen her lately. I don't know what she looks like.
We went to go watch the worst fucking movie ever.
Snatched?
We watched that.
With what's her
garbage.
Name? Garbage. I'm sorry. What's her name's career movie-wise is over.
Dude,
Amy Schumer. She's
I,
not funny.
I really wanted to give her a chance. I did. You
that
know,
one that
the,
she
like,
did
train
was pretty
wreck was
good.
Cool.
Yeah, that was good. I like that
movie.
That
was good.
Yeah.
But she's trying so hard in this one. And I got to be honest, the majority of the movie, Goldie Hawn did a great job.
She's always good.
Schumer ruined the movie.
Wow.
I thought the entire time, if this was done by any other female, and really it should have been done by a straight person.
Okay.
Although the comedy.
Put a Sandra Bullock in there as the straight person.
Not quite like, straight as Sandra Bullock, but, you know, like, who are the guys that are really, like, Zac Efron?
Yeah.
He's great at comedy.
He is.
So is Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
He's not a comedian,
no.
But he plays a very funny, like, straight guy.
Very funny.
So does
Horrible Bosses, both those movies I love.
What the frick's the other guy's name? The guy with the mustache. James Franco.
Oh, yeah, Franco.
James
yeah, yeah,
Franco.
Yeah.
He's another guy in
You're
comedies.
Right.
He's a really good just regular actor. Put him in a comedy,
yeah.
Great.
He slays
so
it.
Let's, for some people like Amy Schumer, no more trying to play the funny girl because you're trying so hard that you're ruining it.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm just not a fan of her in movies. Trainwreck was good, but this one I've heard is just awful.
It's horrible.
Oh, it's the worst.
Now that's a doo-doo train.
That's straight doo-doo club.
That's doo-doo club. You know who's president of the real doo-doo club?
Who?
Amy Schumer.
Yeah, that's her.
All right, so a couple more shouts out. Thank you. These are the true people
yes.
that support the show. I know that people listen through Stitcher or iTunes.
Yeah.
Now we're also on iHeart, that app, Spreaker. And many of you will listen, but you don't come over to the site to then share the post so that other people
right.
will listen to us. Can you please do that? But for the people that have.
Diana Marie Trong.
Diana Marie Trong, we
Tony
love you. Tony Campos, we love you.
Ellie Welsh.
Who?
Ellie Welsh,
yeah. Thank
Josh
you.
Josh Hands.
I love that guy.
Vanessa Gonzalez.
Yes.
I would hit that.
Oh, who hasn't?
Steve, I am butchering these names
Sorry.
Today. Hi,
Kelma?
Yes.
Yeah, Steve's been around forever. Yeah, he's been around. He's Blockhouse fan forever.
Good.
Cy Young, my boy.
The guy who... Read his comment. This is the guy who loves Natasha only.
Hi, Natasha. You put out another epic and emphasize epic podcast.
Jesus.
JD, Melvin, take notes.
Wow.
That's Melvin,
how
huh?
it's done.
That's
By the way, Natasha,
done.
I'm in Dallas, Texas, and I'm turning my circle of rouges. Rogues.
Oh, rogues, yeah.
Rouges.
I'm turning circles with this rouge.
I'm doing circle
makeup.
Jerks with my buddies.
Onto your game down here, and they loving it. What? Loving
oh,
it.
Oh, that's cool. The guy from Dallas turning other people onto the show. That's what we're looking for.
Sure.
Keep
he
up
only
the,
likes Natasha.
That's it. That's fine. He's
an
idiot.
Keep up the good work, baby. JP Purvis.
Keep it up there.
Step it up, ladies. This shit got my name on it now. You will not embarrass me. You hear?
Oh, so you and I are the embarrassing
We're
part of the podcast.
We're joking. Okay, great. Fine.
When can we go back to some more poop stuff? Because I have some more.
Right now.
There was a guy on Below Deck. Have you heard of Below Deck? Do you like it?
I love that show. George, is this the Below Deck, though, with all the British people
yes.
on? No, the first one was way better. If
yeah.
you can find the old one with the people.
I watched it.
They're
I
just banging,
it.
And the chef guy's a dick.
So I'm on to this new one, and this guy, oh, my God, they should call it Crying Below Deck, because everyone on the show is crying about something.
I know.
The guy calls his mom, and he's like, you know what? I like this girl on the boat, and you know how I still feel about Sheila.
And mom goes, I know. She broke your heart. And then he goes to confessionally. He goes, I wanted to be with her.
Oh,
I wanted to be with
God,
this girl,
dude.
Sheila. And she didn't want to be with me because she goes, I got to be with a guy that has his act together. So you know what I did? I left and I came out here and I'm earning money. And I'm going to be worth something to someone. And then it clips to him talking to this girl who shared with him, the girl he likes, admitted to him that she shit her pants in Asia. And he blows it off like he goes, hey, man, you know.
Hey, shit happens.
She was telling me about she shit her pants. He tried to make a joke of it. He goes, you know, that should be a song, Shit Your Pants in Asia. No, you can't get with the girl who's sitting there telling you that when you're talking about different places you travel to, and she goes, oh, I've been to lots of Asian countries. One place I shit my pants.
You can't.
Maybe she's just trying to be funny.
That ain't funny.
But you don't bring that up. You wait till you're in a relationship. That's an immediate, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'm done with you.
I shit my pants in Asia? That is a song. I ship my pants in Asia.
I would do it like this. I ship my pants in Asia.
I'd be more. I ship my pants in. I was just going to do yours. I ship my pants in Asia.
They show a VTI poop. I had a PCI to poop.
I shit my pants in Asia. Your old
I had a little shitty poop.
Your old girlfriend who you're in love with, or the one that just told you she shit her pants in Asia. It's a you just make the money, go prove to yourself the woman that you love that you're there for.
When are you going to share some real stuff with me, Natasha? Like, you're so perfect. You had to have at least, at minimum, shit your pants in Asia. Right?
No, that's never happened. No.
What? Like, there's got to be something
you've
you can share with
us. You've sharted before, though, right?
Like, what? What?
Right?
Talk what? To Elvis. He's doing an interview with you.
Now, Natasha, we want to get to the bottom of this. You've sharted in your life before, right?
What? What?
Have you ever gone to one out and expelled liquid?
No, I don't do that.
You've never sharted?
No.
You're a liar. Everybody has sharted before.
No, they have
not. I have numerous times.
They have not.
You have?
Just right now.
Oh, my God. Here you are. Maybe that's why you're not getting dates.
It's been
years. Do you share this with girls?
Not just on the phone before we meet. Yeah. Hey, if you smell something, it's my shart.
It's your what?
It's my shart.
Did you say shark?
Shart.
So explain that to me.
A shart is a fart, but you actually shit. You go, think the air's going to expel, but actually some kind of compound does.
You got more shouts, Natasha?
Yes,
these
I
are
do.
People that truly support the show.
Thanks.
And we thank you very much.
Silver Tongue Music.
Silver Tongue Music.
Mm. Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's Mr. Cali. I know the guy. He's great.
Mike Roosh.
Mike Roosh.
Mando Carbajal. Carbajal?
Carbajal.
Carbajal. Carbajal.
Yes.
Yes. Josh Rabuco.
Cool.
Gerald Lyonnais. Gosh, I can't.
You
I can't,
suck with the last name.
You're never going to get a job as a translator at the UN.
And Jen Steers Savage.
She's great.
Sam
I think Yoda recently liked a tweet.
Yoda, the one who used to...
I think he disappeared from us for a long time, but I put something out on Twitter and he liked it, which kind of told me that he's back and that maybe some of these New York, New Jersey guys are going to start coming back.
Oh, Yoda.
Yeah.
This next one, Sam Esp, I don't like him.
You don't?
No.
Whoa, why not?
Uh-oh.
Because he's trying to kick me off the show.
Oh!
So, Sam...
So just say Sam, eat a dick.
Well,
just
you know, I don't know if his name is Sam. It's S-M-E.
Sam?
Sam, eat a dick.
Yeah, hey, Sam, eat a dick.
You still couldn't do that properly. You said, eat a dick. Eat a dick.
Chris Esch, Troy Kale. Gosh, I can't say
you these names. You suck at those names.
That's
we'll
fine.
Come back to more later.
Okay.
Did you know, I'm looking online here, it's National Mushroom Hunting Day. I thought that Natasha's dad was giving us code for wanting to go fuck a guy in the woods. Because...
What?
Yeah, like what? Maybe 4 or 5 years ago, he goes, I'm going to be going with this guy, a friend from like another state or something, called him up and asked him to go mushroom hunting. He was going to leave California and go with this guy and go mushroom hunting.
We met online.
Like, now, these guys, they're either fucking in the woods.
Yeah.
Or they're doing some sort of drug dealing.
It's a Korean thing.
Okay, wait a second. There's all kinds of mushrooms.
They pick these wild mushrooms.
But are they the psychedelic ones, the psilocybin?
I don't know. I think some of them are.
Yeah, they are.
This guy's got
to
be inviting your dad to go out to another state or something's weird.
Get his underwear down.
Either he wants him to first hallucinate.
Pluck his mushroom.
Or he's confused about,
No, it's...
Yanking his underwear.
It's a... In Korea, there's a lot of, like forest and wildlife.
Yeah, sure.
These mushrooms, you can't just get it. I mean, they're
so two older Korean gentlemen here in the States that live in different states, it would be normal for them to call one another and say, hey,
meet up and
let's
wink,
go
wink,
fuck
let's,
in the woods.
But code word, let's go find some fucking mushrooms.
No, it's really
here's
a thing.
I think your dad finally got onto him that he, wanted
all kinds of questions.
That he wanted
no,
to fuck
think,
because
I
he goes,
he
I'm
went.
Not going.
No,
I have
think
all
he
kinds
went.
Of questions on this because there are different kinds of mushrooms out there. There are the ones that make you hallucinate. That's called psilocybin.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are crazy. They will make you lose your mind.
Yeah.
There's also the truffle. Oh, is that what they're looking for? Because
I don't
those
know.
Are the ones that are underground that go for like thousands of dollars
really?
A pound. Yes.
It's something
the black
like that.
Truffle. They get a get a pig. The pig goes and finds the mushrooms for them.
Really?
Do they have a pig?
I don't know if they have a pig.
Or you can go get wild mushrooms for, you know, to eat on salads and things like that.
Were they going just to enjoy each other's company, or were they looking,
looking for
some worth thousands of dollars?
Probably
the truffles.
Really? Yes,
wow.
These mushrooms, if you buy it at the grocery store, they're not the same. I think it's if you can get them straight from wildlife.
Yeah, no, if they are going for the truffles, they could make thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah, that's
what
they
could do. These things, if you get one of these black truffles, you know what they grow in? They grow in shit. They grow in poop. Back to the poop. Yeah. It's always, it just always falls
back
to
the poop.
Right to the shit.
Oh, you know what? I know this is going back, but I have to take back that I don't like
SMA.
Too late. No, you can't.
I like you. He was just kidding.
Oh, he said
he was
kidding.
He wanted me to say, suck my dick.
Oh, he did.
Yes.
Don't feel
bad
about
it. Take that back. I like you. I love you.
Well, wait, did you just now comment to him or something?
No, I just read the because I skimmed. He left a long message.
Oh.
So he's one of my faves.
Gotcha. Are there any other shouts before we move
on? Yes, yes. Chris Esch, Troy, Adon, Gonzo, Benny, Blanco, Holly, and Diana left.
FYI, I kind of Googled the whole Korean mushroom thing. There's a big mushroom festival in Korea called the Sanji Mushroom Festival.
It's something like that.
And they go to the foliage and the pine, and they grow off of the pine trees and mushrooms.
And it's not just mushrooms. There are certain leaves that they go and they pick as well.
Wow, it's a whole mushroom hunting thing, and they get them, they eat them. They, and they're for food.
Uh-huh. Hey, where does the fucking come in?
I don't know.
That's in your head.
You think your dad is still listening to the podcast?
Yes.
Oh, Mr.
He's
Yee.
He
knows I love him, right?
Yeah, yeah, without a doubt.
Do you think your dad would have taken home that thing that was up in the studio the other day? The one that Elvis pretended like he didn't want to take home.
Oh, he took it home.
No, it's right here.
You have the pocket puss with you?
No, it's right here. I left it in your bag of toys over
here. No, that's for you.
No, I'm not taking the pocket puss home.
Take it home.
What, you're not at least interested?
Hello, lover.
Just take it home.
No, you're not at least interested.
We can't give that away.
I am kind of interested. Been
open. See, I know. Right. You know what? I saw Graham look at it, and he wanted to, like men get shamed. It's okay for women to have toys, but guys are sickos. Like Graham was looking at it. I was like, I was kind of curious how it would feel.
Okay, I'm taking it home. So I'll take it home and I'll jerk off tonight.
You're going to do a review on it?
I'll whack tonight.
But I guess I'm just asking. So why don't you do the review, and do you think your dad would like one?
Why are you asking me?
I don't know.
Look at this.
Don't ask me these things about my
dad. I mean,
dad.
Look at that. It's a pocket puss that you put over the member, and I guess you do a twizzle, spizzle, spiral. How do you work this? It's not going to like pull my wiener off, is it?
It looks really nice. It is made from Japan.
It looks like, pleasure has taken a whole new form. I got a date tonight. I'm very happy.
Yeah, you do.
This is cool.
Next Thursday, you can tell us all about your
done.
Date.
Okay.
Are you going to have a conversation with it first?
We've got to have Sadie Allison back in here.
Yeah, let's have Sadie in here.
She said
we'll have her do it to me.
She said it's made in Japan, so the quality is just
high quality stuff right there.
I'm going to use it. There's nothing wrong with you. Hey, I'm a single guy.
Yeah.
I like to pull my pud.
Yeah.
Why not? When was the last time you pulled your pud, bro?
It's been a while because my wife hooks me up with a...
Hey.
Oh, sorry.
With what? The doo-doo club. Have you gone to the doo-doo club on him? Have we discussed that?
No.
She would never.
You're the only sicko that likes that.
Yeah. She would never, huh? You don't love him enough to go to the doo-doo club.
I wouldn't let her.
He wouldn't let me.
But what if you just said showered it up, scrubbed it up?
I wouldn't let her.
Had a loofah up there for a week?
No.
I still
wouldn't let her.
I can't.
Anybody. No. You did.
Well, I
you
did.
Used to.
You remember this story back in the day? I had this young
girlfriend.
Just
tossed you right over.
Pushed me over. Spread the cheeks and go, like one of those little birds that would go into the water. Remember those as a kid?
It'd be the big diver.
Bloop. She would then come up for a kiss. I'm like, hey.
So you wouldn't kiss her afterwards.
No,
it's yours.
No kissing.
It's your stuff.
So what? No one kisses their own anus.
Still get my shit sick.
Yeah, that's how people get sick.
But I knew that.
Even
girl.
Yeah, did you know that like all germs and disease started in one place? One person went and ate another person's ass and then kissed them on the mouth.
Yeah, the caveman,
that's where it all started,
right?
Yeah,
the original doo-doo club.
But I mean, if it's your own stuff on your own body.
Yes, it's in the ass. It's not getting into your bloodstream. You don't want poop in your bloodstream.
Yeah, people get really sick from that.
Sick. You get what is it? E. coli. Bacteria.
Well, then
it can kill you.
Well then,
no more doo-doo club.
Well then,
I got to think about this.
All right, let's do a couple of news stories.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Natasha, we'll see if we have time to talk about what's on your mind. And Elvis,
yeah.
If we have time.
Okay. Good luck with that, pal.
Yeah. So Washington Representative Melissa Sargent has introduced a bill that will officially define stealthing as an act of sexual assault. Do you know what stealthing is?
I have no idea.
Stealthing is the slang term given to the act of removing a condom during intercourse without knowledge of the participant.
That is so wrong.
Yeah.
Such actions are intrusive, dangerous, and clearly a crime, Sargent believes.
Mm. Wow.
This guy over here told me once that he was doing this hooker, and he took off the condom.
Oh my goodness!
Just so that he could watch himself, like
really,
you know,
really,
like
me,
me.
You did that a long time ago. You did that.
What?
I remember him.
What?
I remember you coming into the studio years ago.
Yeah.
Years ago coming in and
I have a wife here now.
I know, but I remember you saying she was fine and you wanted to do bear skin. She wouldn't let you.
No, I didn't. That's not true. Well, that's not true.
Yeah, but it was a hooker.
The story is...
Yeah.
I got a wife over here.
I know you do. Don't think.
But
don't
now
call
she's just part of the doghouse right now. She's not your wife in here.
So what happened? Let's just say it was some other dude. Can we?
Okay.
It'll make me feel more comfortable.
Yeah.
What this other dude was doing was this hooker liked this guy.
Mm. Oh.
And this guy, it was like one of his, you know, first experiences with a hooker.
Yeah, right.
And
sure.
She was like not even charging. And so
how do you pull that off?
So then the guy thinks, well, like, we're friends and I can do this. So the guy's doing it with a condom on.
Uh-huh.
And then when it's time, you know, that end, the explosion.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
He then pulls out, throws off the condom, and then
goes right back in.
And said girl goes, don't you ever fucking do that. Don't you? Who said that you could shoot like there? Who said you could shoot like that right here? Oh, you don't ever fucking do that.
Oh
and I guess the guy was like, I'm really sorry. But that was Elvis. So
no, it wasn't.
It's a true. This is a true story.
It could be.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah.
So where did it go?
On her eyeball.
I don't know. Where does it go with you?
She's now the one-eyed hooker.
You know my routine.
Yeah, right. Why are you so red, Jeff?
I'm trying to move on from.
You know,
can I ask you something?
Yeah.
So this is obviously aimed at men.
Correct.
And it needs to be because that's foul if a woman wants to be protected and a guy has protection and then pulls it off because he wants to feel better. But
right.
Why aren't there representatives pushing hard to have bills to protect men who are victim of women who do this quite often that want a baby? Maybe the guy and the girl have had a discussion and he said, no, I don't want to have children.
Mm.
Or maybe she just wants to trap him or he's famous
or he's got
rich.
Money. Right.
And
uh-huh.
So she just gets pregnant on purpose
and
he has no recourse whatsoever.
Right.
Everything is always to beat up a man, but never, there's no protection whatsoever.
Yeah,
and this happens all the time. And people are like, well, that's what happens. Then I guess you shouldn't have had intercourse that way. Well, if two people agree to something, I feel like both of these are the same thing.
Yeah.
If two people agree there should be protection, no guy should stealth.
Yeah.
And if two people agree that the guy doesn't want to
have a child,
baby,
right.
Then you should have no right to just go having a baby. That makes me mad.
And the one women that have the, I'm on the pill, don't worry about it, everything's okay. And
there are mistakes, I'll get that.
Yeah, true.
But when someone's purposely doing that, that's not fair to guys.
I agree.
It's always his word against hers, though, and most cases.
And let's be real, you're not going to.
Well,
take
then
the
don't
guy's
be
word.
Stupid
no, you're not.
And don't put it in.
Well, but what if you're both, you know one another.
You're adults. You're in a relationship.
Let's say it's you and I, and we're dating one another, and we've had several discussions, and I say, I don't want kids. And then you go talking to your friend Margaret. Well, you wouldn't hang around a Margaret. Because
no, Agnes. No,
so
you wouldn't do an Agnes.
You go tell Agnes, you know what, he said no. And then she goes, well, all you got to do is this, and just trick him. And then once you have the baby, what can he do? Guys have no rights left with
really
this.
If you don't want one, then make sure you just pull out.
Pulling out doesn't always work.
It does for me.
You just put it in the pooter. I finish in the back door.
Now, the last story is kind of sad. It's one that's hit Elvis and I pretty hard.
Man.
Before we get to it. Natasha, would you like to tell us what's on your mind? Or Elvis, would you like to do yours?
Go ahead, ladies first, please.
Yeah.
I do, actually.
Okay.
And since we just talked about somebody doing something.
With a hooker. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Elvis, sicko.
I'm really done with this.
Can I give you props, though?
Thank you, I appreciate it.
I got to give you props that, yeah, you're able to have, like, an escort just like fall in love with you and give it to you for free.
Yeah, that was me. I wish that was me. How amazing. Does that happen?
That's amazing, dude. Yeah,
all right.
It's like one in a million there.
And you're really going to hate this, JD.
Okay, what is it?
I am done giving you eargasms. I am so done.
What?
I thought you were done with me.
Yeah.
No, I need the eargasms.
I'm done. It's not special to you anymore.
Wait, this is when you clean his ears, right?
Yes.
Oh. I love that.
And she's got the special tool thing.
Oh, she does. She gets online and she orders. She's like, I got another one. And she goes into my ear.
It's not just a stick. It's
that's what she said.
High quality stick made of bamboo imported from Japan.
Can you describe for Elvis and the listener like what you do?
I mean, imported ears? Ear wand? What is this thing?
Listen to this and tell me you wouldn't want this on your ear. Mm-hmm. And then if you were getting this, to have it taken away.
Oh.
So what I do is I get the stick and I softly rub my stick along the ear, rubbing it from the top in a circle motion.
Okay, I got a boner.
And then I slide it inside the hole, twisting the stick around.
So you take your stick and you put it in the hole and you
and
twist
then
it around.
Twist
do you jab
stick
your
around.
Stick in the hole hard?
No, never. I don't leave
softly.
The stick in too long.
Just the tip, though, right?
I don't want to give it too much.
You don't want the whole stick in there.
No,
yeah.
No. Right. And I don't want to give it too much of a good thing right
good
away,
God,
so I pull out.
Yeah, you don't want to finish.
Like just, she'll tease it.
You don't want to finish early.
She'll tease it.
Yes,
yeah.
Right. Got it.
And then I blow very lightly
you
to prepare the ear.
She does.
Wow, she prepares it, huh? Mm-hmm. So
and I massage the hole in the most gentle way.
Yeah, she'll take the stick and she's like going in this, and it's like,
where did you learn all this?
I'm actually like, I do, I'll go,
yeah. Are you getting
I make noise. Like really? While she's doing it, I'm going,
and I'm very careful not to scrape it too hard, but hard enough.
How hard, how far do you go in?
Mm-hmm. Oh, just far enough.
Okay.
And then there's this spoon.
Just to hit that, what's the spot inside the ear?
The drum?
No, it's what's the ear's G spot?
I don't know.
Before you go any further, this sounds like you're trying to give me a hint on how I should have sex with you because you're like, I put the stick in.
Yeah.
I work it around
I
in a circular
first,
motion.
Yeah.
I tease it, put it in, and then I take it back out, and then I just blow on it, and then I get it, right to the spot.
You know what? I give it to you way too much, and it's not special.
Why do you say that? It is special.
Because you're not excited anymore. When I tell you it's ear time, you're like,
Well, no, because you were really nice, and I love getting them. I like when the wax, though, really builds up in there.
Yeah, you feel it.
It's like
talked
out.
Yeah.
I can feel it like coming out of there.
I like a lot of it coming out.
And then I haven't had
just tons,
you know what she does? I'm laying there, like, watching TV, and I have like my right ear on the pillow, left ear up. She's digging around in the ear, and she pulls out, and she'll put the gob in front of my eyes so I can see it.
She
goes, "Look at that! Look at that!" And I'm like, "Wow!" And then she'll start massaging that. And the thing is, because you're a sweetheart, you did it like a few times in a row, and if you have all the wax out and you've recently done it, it can hurt a little bit.
Yeah, it got
a little
raw.
I still like it. I still want it.
Do you find that
a little raw?
I know you want it.
Yeah, I got chafed.
Do you find if you don't do it for a while, more comes out?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
and nothing's coming out anymore. So it's not
so
as fun.
Okay, so once a month then is what he's down to. Once every couple
weeks.
I'll
have to think about it.
Okay, that's fine.
Let's see how excited you get next time.
All right, before we get out of here, Chris Cornell.
Yeah.
Of Soundgarden.
Yeah, Soundgarden, Audioslave. One of my favorite American rock vocalists passes away today at age 52.
Do you think they're? Oh, is it wrong to start to speculate, or should we just honor
It's him? Wrong in the fact that, I don't know, with Scott Weiland, the guy who recently died from Stone Temple Pilots and Velvet Revolver, heroin his whole career, died with crack pipes and this and that, that's what killed him.
But Chris is too young to be gone. 52?
I know, but you see this sometimes, guys that actually used to party, and they quit, and their hearts, that's what I'm thinking happened, but I don't know. Finished a Soundgarden concert.
Well, that's scaring me, because I used to party.
Get in line for that one! Who didn't?
So guys that used to party,
their heart walls are weakened. Things happen.
And because it's been weakened from a long time ago, then correct, they just don't make it into
their
later years.
60s. No.
That sucks.
To me, is one of the greatest American rock vocalists of all time.
Yes. Natasha, I'm going to play some of this, and once you hear it, you're going to be like, oh, my God, yeah, that's one of the many songs that you used to play me when we first got together. He played guitar, too.
He did. Right? He played rhythm guitar.
How many years did he party, though?
I don't know, but
because I'm looking out for my own life.
I don't know, but I just found something, and I just found on Google right now when we're recording this podcast.
Yes.
Turns out it could have been a suicide. They found a band around his neck.
Oh. Are you serious?
Just finished a concert with Soundgarden, and hours later he's dead. Found a band around his neck.
Wow. Okay, let's listen to a little bit more of the song, and then I want to throw something else out, though.
Black hole sun, won't you come?
You know the song, Natasha?
Yeah. I didn't know it was this guy.
Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come?
These guys right here were with Nirvana in the grunge movement in the 90s, early
90s. That's so crazy. Like
Pearl Jam, Nirvana, and Soundgarden.
Yeah.
All out of Seattle.
So they didn't find any drugs on him?
We don't know. Preliminarily, they're saying they found a band around his neck.
So, Natasha and I were watching a documentary about X. Do you remember X Japan? They were a rock group out of Japan, and they were the biggest thing in the 90s. They were huge in Japan. And then
X with John Doe and Exene Cervenka? The group?
No.
They're Japanese?
They're all Japanese.
Okay, okay. Gotcha.
Yes, but they're huge, and their music is really good. What's his name from Gene Simmons was saying, if these guys, he said their only problem was they still kind of had a little bit of an accent. He said if they would have been born in the United States in the first place and done what they did.
They were that good a musician.
Then they would have been the biggest rock group ever.
Oh, my God. I've got to check them out. Yeah.
Yes. You need to go. What's the name of the documentary?
I think
it's just X or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy. I'm not going to tell you anything about the documentary because as you're going through it, you're going to be blown away by the main guy who put the group together is so freaking talented. And his father committed suicide, and he's got these demons his entire life. And I'll just go ahead and tell you now, then one of the members of the group X commits suicide. And this guy is like, he's just tormented, but he's standing up for that guy going, no, because he had a band around his neck. He goes, I'm not going to believe that he committed suicide. I think it was an accident because we used to use that band always to stretch out our necks after performances.
Oh, being a lead vocalist? Yes. That's what Cornell's been? Yeah, yes. Wow.
It's called We Are X.
We Are X.
Okay.
Dude, you want to see a great documentary? You have to watch it.
Says they're the most successful rock band in the history of Japan.
Yes.
Most successful, sold over 70 million albums.
70 million albums. And they have the respect of, in this documentary, you see several other rock dudes that are like, I mean, the guy that started it all, the way he plays drums,
he's whipping his head around.
Wow. Yeah, he has to play in a neck brace because he puts like.
He's got
so
cervical
much,
problems, I'm sure.
He's got problems with his hands. He gets injected with these needles and stuff.
Like cortisone and all that, yeah.
This documentary is the big lead up to them coming back to Madison Square Garden and playing in 2014, I think.
Wow.
So.
Just packed, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sold out Madison Square Garden.
Nice.
And when like, the one guy committed suicide, people in Japan were taking their – you might remember this – taking their lives left and right. They're like, no, I can't live.
Oh, my
God. If he's taking his life,
they had cult-like following.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I'd never even heard of him. I've been in music for years.
Yeah, and the
God, it's too bad they never made it over here.
And then he, and they did somewhat. They have a huge following here, but yeah, there was still. Right. They tried to come in the '90s at a time when they weren't really feeling it. The press was kind of mean, going, okay. "Why should we care about you?" They were being disrespected.
Wow.
When the press didn't take the time to look into their music, right. Which, you know, other musicians did, and they're these guys are really good. The same guy that's drumming and does some backup vocals, he can play the piano like
so. They're musicians.
Absurd.
It's beautiful music.
It's a true
melodic
band.
Yes.
And
it's
the two guys that were originally together, they were like best friends since they were four.
Wow.
The lead singer and the guy who's so talented with the music were best friends since four. And you got to watch this documentary about why they went their separate ways.
Oh, I'm watching it.
Until they got back together in 2014. Should I tell you why they split up?
Is it on Netflix?
I know it's iTunes.
No, yeah, not
okay,
yet.
I'm watching it. I'm down. Please tell me. Go ahead. It's something I'll still watch.
One guy.
I think everybody knows.
Really?
Yeah.
So one guy veers off. And well, because Elvis wouldn't know in this documentary. Mm-hmm. One guy veers off, starts dating this girl. Mm-hmm. Turns out this girl was a super fan.
Oh, boy.
Who truly, like she was saying, I'm in love with you, but she wasn't really in love with him. Her man was a cult leader.
Whoa.
And she sucked this guy in. And I think for like 9 years, this guy was trapped in a cult.
Whoa!
The band was over. It was done because he was trapped in a cult. And that leader made him denounce the band and say all these bad things. And we were leading people to the devil and stuff like that. And he did it. And that guy beat him. He beat him physically.
The cult leader beat him.
He mentally beat him as well. He was verbally and physically
brainwashed,
abusive.
I'm sure.
Yes.
Do you think that's what Scientology is doing?
I don't know. I've heard some of that stuff.
Sure.
So then the only reason they got back together is that same cult leader. Now, you know, ex-Japan is faded out. It's kind of gone. The one guy who's super talented went on to do solo stuff.
Sure.
But then suddenly the cult leader goes, you know what? I think there's a lot of money to be made if you got back with them. Hmm. And I'm just changing my stance on what I was saying. And so he was looking at it like, you're changing your stance. Like, it fucked his mind up. Like,
for
hold
9 years, I've been believing
you told
this
me
garbage.
That I was a part of putting the devil out there. What do you. So he slowly was coming back out of it, and he saw everyone was showing him, like, your girl is fucking the other guy.
Oh, and the cult leader wanted to get back together for money. To
he
make
wanted
money
out
for the
of
cult.
It.
Yes. After
this documentary, you start going and reading about the cult leader who's still out there.
Okay,
and his,
I am so watching
girlfriend.
This documentary. I'm so
And
down.
Then you see these guys get back together. Now they're older. They're in their 40s.
Yeah.
And they're getting back together to do this big show at Madison Square Garden, sold out.
Wow.
And the show's insane.
And looking at their website, looks like they're still together now. Looks like they're still doing stuff.
And you'll see
whoever's
the band.
Left.
What's left. You're going to see there's a lot of tragedy and shit in it.
It says the drummer has to have cervical surgery on his neck. The guy you said that's thrashing around. He's in the hospital after having multiple surgeries
right
on
now?
His neck. Yeah.
Wow.
Currently.
You're going to be blown away. Yeah, because they've recently gotten back together. And there was a doctor talking to him saying, listen, you have to in the documentary, it's the cheesiest video ever. The doctor goes, watch me while I play this flute. A doctor starts playing a flute and you're like, what the fuck? He goes, see how I did it? My passion is there, but I didn't physically like get all into it. He goes, when you get older and you still want to rock, you have to do it effortlessly.
Oh.
It's still, you're showing people all the passion. He goes, if you can get to a point of drumming and doing that, you know, without effort, he goes, you can still do it. It's just that you feel like you have to put your whole body into this. You don't. That guy is so intense. He's probably.
His name's Yoshiki.
Yoshiki is, I'm going to call him the greatest rocker ever.
Wow.
I really am. For all the rock fans, you know, that.
Wow. I'm so excited to check them out and their music because I'll download their music right now.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Watch the documentary first. And then rock fans, you could say, well, he's not the greatest rocker ever, but you got to put him up there with some of the best.
Yeah.
All right, we out this bitch.
See, we're out.
We out this bitch.
Get out.
We're not going to make any announcements about anything right now, are we?
Not yet, but.
Right. But.
Something's
see, look at you.
Coming.
But you're trying to.
No.
Coming soon.
Not at all.
What in the world is the Doo Doo Club?